Claude is our favorite model, and today we're going to show you how Claude can steal the best marketing on the internet and replicate it for your brand with a couple of simple prompts. We're going to cover that and much more to turn you into a Claude expert in this episode of Marketing Against the Grain. I'm Kieran Flanagan, your co-host here as always with my co-host Kip Bodner. Let's get into today's show.
Hey guys, real quick. We've gotten a ton of requests and they're all about prompts. You all want the prompts we're talking about on that show. We see you, we hear you, and now we are ready to share the goods. Click the link in the description to access our new AI prompt library. This resource features real AI prompts that Kieran and I have covered on this show. We broke them down by category and templatized them so you can fill in the blanks and make them your own. Now you have the frameworks you need to use AI, analyze ads, create brand campaigns, develop product stories, just to name a few of our favorites. Go to clickhubspot.com/MATG.
All right, cool. Kip. Claude.
You're a Claudeaholic, my friend.
I'm going to do more Claude for our audience.
You're just addicted.
I'm all in on Claude. I'm going to try to get some Claude people onto the show, have them in my little list in Twitter to go actually and DM, because I think they're doing a great job. I don't know, like GPT, I still love it. It's still awesome, but I just love Claude. I don't know what it is. I know people tell me like it's still an inferior model. If you look at all the gradings at GPT, it's still a better model, GPT-4.0. But I just love the features they're releasing. And we're going to get into some of those features in future episodes. But they're doing a really great job.
They are. Look, and I think Claude is really good at writing. And as marketers, we write a ton. And so I think for where we're using LLMs today, Claude is just a little bit more of a natural fit. So it's not surprising that we love it.
Right. One of their default prompts is write a memo. How couldn't you want to use them for business? Like literally all you
who
do.
Who doesn't love a memo?
Who doesn't love a good memo? I thought in today's show, we're going to do a little bit of a working session. Again, we'll still make it really good for all of our RSS listeners, listeners on the audio. But if you want to go and actually follow along, definitely go to the YouTube, subscribe, because these episodes are always better done visually. But we'll still make it incredible for all of you who are on the audio. I listen to a lot of things when I'm out walking the dogs or trying to play with Hope. So I get it. You can't always be on the YouTubes. All right. One quick thing is, I've never been more excited this week. It's a really great week. Why is it a really great week? Because the legend, the god, is coming back with a new album on Friday. Eminem is going to release. I cannot wait. So I'm in a good mood.
You're feeling ready to go.
It's Eminem Day tomorrow. We have not had an Eminem Day in 4 years. Every time Eminem has released an album, I have put it into my headphones and go on a walk. I love it. So it's going to be a good Friday. I cannot wait for my walk tomorrow. I always go walk the dogs.
You're feeling good.
On this show, we're going to actually give you some really cool things that you can do with Claude to actually replicate great marketing for your brand really easily. Now, please, 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 please listen to this next part really carefully, because I've been on LinkedIn and I've had a lot of people giving me a lot of grief. All right. I think we literally were on the center stage at Inbound. Can't wait to go back this year. We give a keynote and we did the show live in front of 10,000 people. It was awesome. And one of the things we actually did say, Kip, is we kind of talked about the AI winners in marketing. And we said, like, the people who are really great at marketing will use these tools as inspiration to come much better. The people who are really average and bad will just do copy and paste marketing and copy and paste what they get and just try to replicate it at scale. When we give you these ideas, we're giving you ideas to go and figure out how you can use these tools to do better marketing. Do not take this as I'm telling you to just copy and paste what I'm literally giving you and just use it for yourself. It's never the purpose of what you should take from things like this. This is like some really interesting ways that you can use Claude. And what I'm going to do is show you how you can use Claude for writing, how you can use Claude on a live example, like show you how you can go from one idea to the other and use it to create a podcast episode, and then how you can create an incredible Facebook ad. And this is a live demo. This may all go horribly wrong, and Darren will cut it all down to like 5 minutes of just me saying, I love Eminem.
I mean, look, if everybody just figures out that there's an Eminem album coming out, like that's good enough for today's show.
Yeah, it's good enough.
But we have done some really fun stuff in Claude, Kieran. And I think the point you're making is like, look, guys, take these prompts and build on them. And one of the great things that Claude can do, if there's an area of marketing you're less experienced in, you can use these prompts to really see what good looks like and exactly. get like a good starting point really, really quickly and accelerate your learning curve.
It's like a tutor.
Exactly.
It's like a great tutor. Let's start with Ryan and we'll move on from Ryan to something I want to show you, because what people really did not like about the example I had give was that I was using someone else's Ryan style. And people were like, why would you use someone else's Ryan style? But I want to show you how you would transition to something more interesting. But it's still pretty cool because there's two concepts here that I did explain in a past episode. I'm going to show you kind of the concept. And again, think about this as a concept and I'll show you different ways that you could use this. And so one of the things that I've realized with Claude is, and the thing I've been excited by AI about is like, can AI replicate good in a formulaic way, right? Basically, mm-hmm. can it take something and then give you a little template to say, this is how you can replicate that thing. So there's two inputs to how you can actually have Claude write much better content than most people are using, even content tools or AI assistants. And I covered it a little bit, but I've come a long way since I did the first episode a couple of weeks back on this. So the first thing I'm showing you is, this is really for all for short form content. Why have I tried short form content first? Because short form content, the structure of the post and the idea are much more simplistic to create than like a long thought-provoking piece, and I have not gone that far yet. And so it's actually easier in short-form content, I think, to use AI to create good content. Again, not great. Great is when you edit it. So that's the other thing that people really don't get when I show these different examples is great writing is in the editing.
Truth.
And you still should do the editing to edit to your taste.
Kieran, when you say short-form content, you break down, like, what do you mean by short-form content? Like, what are the types of short-form content?
I built this for LinkedIn, mm-hmm. X, and I'm starting to do it for YouTube Shorts. And so I've started to replicate Jenny, who was on the show, who's awesome, awesome, awesome. Basically use her, she gave us a 4-minute, second by second,
so good.
Detailed explanation of why every single thing exists in her short form video. Oh, great. Jenny has just taught my AI assistant to be able to build a template to replicate that, right? But the thing I'm going to show here as an example, we probably all know this one, right?
Yes.
If you're on LinkedIn, you know the personal achievement story, but this is structured in a way where it actually works, or not where it works. Like, I have a goal to reach a certain amount of followers on LinkedIn just because I set a goal and now I have to do it. I actually don't even know if it's worth my time, if I'm being really honest, because I have like things where I make a bunch more money than actually trying to grow my followers on LinkedIn, but I'm so coin operated. That if I literally set a goal, I freaking have to do it. Even if I'm like, oh, I don't know if you know this. Is this worth my time?
Why'd you set the goal if you're like, don't know if it's worth it?
You know, just because I saw someone. You know what? I'll tell you why.
You're about to share your toxic trait. Yeah.
This is hypothetically competitive I am. All right. I saw this person who was like called a creator and was being paid money to do sponsored posts. And I thought I was a better content creator. And then I looked at the number of followers and said, I'm going to get more followers than that.
You gotta love pettiness, I mean, combined with competitiveness. It's unmatched.
When will I literally grow up, right? It's not like I'm not in my 20s anymore. Like, what is wrong with me? I've had that trait forever. I'm so competitive. It's like horrible. It's why I'm great at my job and why I'm a tough human to be around.
If anybody wants to drive you crazy, it's like, find an example of somebody who you don't think is very smart doing something way better than you.
God.
And it will literally destroy your soul.
It eats away at me. It's because I have like my whole thing that I'm driven by is like, I have to be the best version of myself.
Totally.
And if I don't be the best version of myself, then I feel like, what am I doing with my life, right? That's actually, I think there's I know we're going on a tangent here. I think there's something amazing about not needing to do that. I actually know some people who are very comfortable with
themselves. I think it's probably the most amazing version of life. It's just not who you or I am.
I know, but I do yearn for that life. There's a person that I know that I'm really close with and they're incredibly smart, but they've chosen a life which is much more, I'm going to work within myself because I much prefer the kind of balance of my life. And I'm like, God, I envy so much. I just envy you. I envy everything about you.
And while I do, I know I can't change. So.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, I'm going to change.
So that's how we got to spending hours on AI optimizing LinkedIn posts.
This is why when I was on a little bit of holidays last week, I wrote a JSON app for the AI. Oh, okay, everything about me is a disaster.
You're a few days away from an intervention, my friend.
Yeah. All right. So this is one template of many. So I've actually created many templates for many platforms. I can tell you they work really well on LinkedIn. X is really hard because their challenge isn't the fact that the templates or the writing doesn't work on X. It's just the kind of content I was creating doesn't work. Like marketing and business content is rough on X right now. if you want to do well on X, you should post just ridiculous things. So maybe I will do one for X, but I'll actually train it on things that actually work there because I would never write them, right?
Yep.
So the personal achievement story, what I want to take you through here, if you're watching, if you're listening, I'm going to describe it. What you can see in front of you is a complete breakdown of every single sentence. Remember, why am I doing this? Well, I was inspired by our great creator friend, Jenny. I was like, well, I should actually detail every single part of every single post. And so the opening is a sensory-rich opening scene that places the reader in a moment of a challenge, right? Next thing, the internal monologue revealing your doubts and fears. Next thing, turning point, the decision or realization that led to that action. Next thing, 3 to 4 steps you took to focus on like solving that. And it actually says like active verbs and vivid details. The climactic moment where the outcome became clear. Reflection on how this experience changed you professionally and personally. Universal lesson. And so it gives you every single sentence. Why? How does it know to do this? Because I give it posts in that style that have done really well. Not mine, just posts. And so it knows how to break that down, right? So that's the first thing is, I'm not saying to Claude, create a post on how I transformed HubSpot's go-to-market. And these are the 3 things I want you to know about that. And just do it. I'm literally telling it sentence by sentence what I want it to do.
You are trying to be at a great, great teacher.
Exactly.
Right? You're not treating it like an intern. You're treating it like it's a business school student. And you're like, hey,
right,
I want to give you the deep details, the case examples, and I want you to come back to me with like this amazing work output, right?
Yeah, and we were joking about off mic, you shared a really funny thing with me from the Lattice CEO where they were saying they're going to basically treat their AI employees like real employees. They're going to give them employee records, which is a PR exercise because that's part of their platform, right? They think it's their HR platform. And everyone like LinkedIn comments are just hilarious. I don't know why you would put that on LinkedIn thinking that you're not going to get actually eaten alive. But
well, they did it because they wanted to get eaten alive. They wanted it to go viral.
Actually, you know what?
It's good marketing.
Fair play to them because that's exactly what we say that in this podcast. Do not care about the trolls and all. Like do something that actually divides opinion. So kudos to them. But so everyone was like, that's really funny. Everything about this post is really funny. Well, actually in there, they said a lot of valid things. And one of the things they said is we're going to onboard these AI assistants just as if they were employees.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly. And this is an example of that.
And that's what you're doing.
I'm building onboarding docs.
Yeah, look, what you just had with that prompt back there, for especially for people who aren't on YouTube, that was essentially like the outline of a 1-minute screenplay that was perfectly outlined in every detail, line by line, for this specific platform. There is a lot of context there that you are giving that LLM that most people just don't do. Most people are like, oh, write me a funny LinkedIn post, right? It's like a 2-sentence prompt.
Right.
And you were like, no, I want to be very specific about every line that I am going to get back.
Exactly. And the next thing is, okay, I've got my post. So I've actually told it the structure of the post and every line that I want to be in that post. Now I want to give it a writing style. So we've got our friend Naval. I have many writing styles. I haven't used Naval before.
We're doing it live.
Sounds really funny. Like I'm bringing out my creators. It's like my creator wardrobe. Today, I feel a little bit like a Naval. Like I'm going to have a bit of Naval. I was like Gary Vee yesterday. I have Sahil. I have Sean. I have a ton of good creators. And so what we're showing on the screen is, okay, well, we have the post template. Now I want to write in style. And so this is Naval's writing style. Now, I will say this is Twitter. So I have creators segmented to platforms. So I don't know how well this is going to do because it's a Twitter writing style that I'm going to use for a LinkedIn post.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm mixing and matching things there. I would prefer to just have a LinkedIn creator for a LinkedIn post, but I want to do a bit of Naval because I haven't tried it. But again, that's an example of how like in-depth I'm going, right? I have templates per platform. I have writing styles per platform. So I'm really thinking through this. And what you're seeing on the screen is the writing style that it has created for me based upon the key principles of how Naval writes. And then detailed guidelines.
Hold on.
Right?
Kieran, I think you just lost everybody. The writing style it created for you? I think everybody is thinking that you wrote all this.
No,
Explain how you got what you're showing.
So I'll show you people how to do this in Claude. I'll actually show people how to do this in Claude. You can basically tell Claude, here's an example. I don't need to write the prompt out. I can tell you exactly what to do. So you basically say to Claude, I want you to recreate a writing style based upon content I'm about to give you.
Mm-hmm.
That writing style should be broken into key principles and detailed guidelines that an AI assistant can use to replicate that style. And I'm going to start to give you examples of that person's content. And all I want you to do is after each time I give you that content, I want you to say, okay, cool, continue. And I want you to keep going until I say finish. And when I say finish, and then I want you to write the guide. So it doesn't try to write the guide after the first time I put in the Naval Twitter thread. So then I just like export examples of his posts and I upload a post and it goes, cool, continue, cool, continue, cool, continue, cool, continue, cool, continue. And then I say, cool, finish. And then when it finishes, it actually creates the style guide for me. And the style guide is based upon what I asked it to do. Now, theoretically, and I have thought about this, I do wonder if I have to give it the examples because it's trained on the internet. Naval is such a pervasive person across. Is pervasive? That doesn't mean he's like a criminal, right? Pervasive is the right word.
It does not mean he's a criminal.
Or public figure. Okay. So, you know, he has a ton of write-in out there, so it's trained on his write-in. So I don't know. Actually, that would be a good A-B test if I A-B test it, right? If I actually just asked it.
Yeah, that would be a good test.
But that's how I've done it. And then it's broken into, so the key principle is brevity and clarity, thought-provoking insights, timeless wisdom, contrarian viewpoints, and interconnected ideas. I thought that was really good. Interconnected ideas. Mm-hmm. And the guidelines, the detailed guidelines it has, I'm not going to read these all out, but you can see them on YouTube, like embrace consciousness, focus on timeless principles, provoke thought, use... Go on, can you do it?
Use aphoristic style.
Style. There you go.
Create interconnected ideas. Engage subtly.
Leverage contrast and paradox, right?
These are good.
Yeah.
But the point I was trying to make to everybody is like, unlike a student or an intern or someone, you can have the AI generate its own instructions.
Exactly.
Right? Like you are feeding it information and it's generating the instructions that you're then going to give back to it when you're actually ready to create the new thing. And so it's not like you spent all these hours doing this research and writing this all out. It's you did the research to get the good examples and then you use those examples to get instructions back.
Exactly.
We'll be right back to today's show. But first, I want to tell you about a podcast I love. This Old Marketing, hosted by Joe Paluzzi and Robert Rose, is brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, the audio destination for business professionals. Joe and Robert, two of the most well-known experts in the content marketing space, talk about the latest content marketing trends and discuss how businesses can use content to attract and retain customers. Each show features a discussion of content marketing headlines, rants from Joe and Robert on what's going on in the industry, and a This Old Marketing example from the past that we can all learn from. Always useful, entertaining, and never more than 60 minutes. They just did a great episode called Are We in a Marketing Recession? It's a must listen. Listen to This Old Marketing wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, this is the thing that someone on LinkedIn just, I went back and forth on, is they're like, well, this just removes all of the human element to write in. No, because the idea is still the most important part. So what is like a good topic? We're probably not going to nail the topic, but what do we want to create a LinkedIn post on?
Just do a meta. Just do what you just said. Like, explain why AI doesn't ruin writing.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome.
All right. So for folks who are on the RSS feed, what's happening right now is Kieran's in Claude, and he is basically prompting what he wants Claude to do. He wants it to write a short form piece of content for LinkedIn. He's giving it a word limit, less than 750 words. And he's given it a topic of why AI doesn't kill marketing creativity. And then he's about to give it some instructions of what he wants it to do.
So I'm going to say it using the uploaded docs, the LinkedIn post template that gives the exact format of the post, and using the write-in style we uploaded for Naval. And then we will upload our two PDFs.
Gonna add those two pieces of content that we just showed over the last few minutes, right?
Yeah. I did one for Gary Vee, and it was so Gary Vee. It was actually really good. The headline was, holy shit, 100 million views. And I love Gary Vee, right? So like he's an incredible writer. But it was like, it really got some of his stuff right. And then it had some killer lines. It had some like I actually almost tried to get that one up. It had some killer lines, very Gary Vee lines. But I actually am really interested. So, okay, we've got it. Let's see. Let's see what we get from Naval. Oh, I have to tell it, it's even though it's not in the writing style, it always tries to do the first attempt. It always uses emojis for some reason the first time.
Oh, that's all. Please don't use emojis.
Please don't use any emojis or hashtags. And so for people listening, I'm going to read out the post. But remember, this is the non-edited post, right? The non-edited post. So you would edit it to the way that you talk and write, because this is going to be still very like Naval-esque. Like, it's interesting, right? So the first line, so what did we ask it to do? Again, what's it doing? It's trying to set the opening scene mm-hmm. in a moment of challenge. The cursor blinked mockingly on my screen. You would never use that language, but we would change it. We can actually tell it to change it to make it more like, let me just do this actually. Please redo in Naval style, but make language a little more punchy. It's basically taking the fact that Naval is a philosopher in some ways. Again, the problem is Naval's writing style works for his kind of philosophical style on Twitter. It just wouldn't work in that way for LinkedIn, I don't think. Yeah. And so I made it a little more punchy, right? So here we go. AI doesn't kill creativity. It amplifies it. Fear of AI in marketing is fear of our own potential. That's pretty good. Algorithms aren't competitors. They're collaborators. This is actually really good. So the only thing it hasn't done actually, because I told it to make it punchy, is it's not followed exactly the post template. It hasn't done the open and rich scene. Mm-hmm. It has tried to do everything else. The creative process. Use AI to generate, human to curate. AI analysis data, human finds insights. AI suggests, human refines. AI tests, human learns. That's really good. Yeah, I should have done this LinkedIn post, and the one I did is actually flaming out. This is actually really
good. I was going to say, I think you have to post this for sure and say that we did it for an episode.
Yeah, I'm going to post this exactly, actually. So basically, AI doesn't kill creativity, it amplifies it. Fear of AI in marketing is fear of our own potential. That is really good. Algorithms aren't competitors, they're collaborators. That is really good. I love this, the creative process. Use AI to generate, human to curate. Mm-hmm. AI analyzes data, human finds insights. So this is very Naval, right?
That's so good.
AI suggests, human refines. AI tests, human learns. Results, unprecedented creative output.
Yep.
Lesson, creativity is infinite. It's exponential when paired with AI. True creatives don't resist new tools, they master them. AI and marketing is like print and press for authors. It doesn't replace the writer, it magnifies their reach.
Oh, that was good. That's a good one.
The most creative marketers of the future won't be those who shun AI, but those who wield it skillfully. Embrace AI or get left behind. The choice is yours.
It gets a little long in the tooth at the end.
Yeah, but... I'll edit it, but I'm actually going to... Is this post still doing shockingly bad?
Is this post still doing shockingly bad?
So for all of those LinkedIn people, LinkedIn updated their algorithms, so you need to really up your game. Now, I would not copy and paste this exactly. You are right. The reason it's got a little long here is because I said 750 words. Mm-hmm. I probably should say anywhere between a certain number of words, and you can use whatever you think is the right number.
But what if you told it to just condense the last 200 words into one sentence to tighten up the back end because you like the front end?
So I can basically say, so embrace AI or left bench. Remember, AI is a tool. Creativity is human. The magic happens at the intersection. Are you using AI to enhance your creativity or let it hold you back? Yeah, it goes on too much here. So let me say, condense the following part of the post into two succinct lines that are thought-provoking in Naval's style. So here's the two lines. It's condensed all. AI amplifies creativity. Fear diminishes it. The future favors those who ask AI the right question, not those who compete with its answers.
That's good.
Oh, that's so good. That's so good. By the way, I just love projects. Claude, I just love you guys. Like, the project thing is so cool as well.
Your love letter to Claude.
So like, what I'm trying to explain to people is, here's the concept, right? Let me do something live to see if it works. One thing you can do is you can go to YouTube. I'm sure people know this. I'm going to go to one of our episodes and basically grab the transcript, right? For any episode you want. So let me grab a transcript of a good one that we did. They're all good, but let me just say, I'll tell you what. We'll get Wes's show. That was a great show. I'm going to grab the transcript here. Right, I'm literally just going to go copy and paste the entire text. And then what I would do is I would basically say, this is not going to be great, right? Because I would need time to actually think of these prompts. But let's say we want to build a world-class podcast that's 30 minutes in length. We need an exact format that will drive a bunch of engagement and followers for the podcast. Please make sure you focus on the most critical things a podcast must master as part of that format. Please create me a podcast style guide that I can use to have my editor format all our future podcasts into that style. And what I would really have done is actually taken some podcast styles, right? That we actually think are really good styles to train it. I would tell it to remove anything around the aesthetics, audio and video, right? And just focus on the actual content. And so it would give you basically, you would work to get like a style guide, right? For any asset you want, whether that's a paid ad, whether that's a podcast, you would work to train it and create you a certain style guide. And then what you would do is you would say, okay, well, I like these podcasts. I like the way that these people are. And so let's say R1. And then you would create the kind of podcast vibe. Great. Now I want to create the right vibe for the show, which yep. is the exact ways the hosts can't bring energy. I would probably think of like what actually matters, like energy, humor, insights, and actionable takeaways. This is one of my favorite podcast duos. Can you create a host style guide from this transcript that allows me to teach my podcast hosts to bring those things to all future shows? And with Claude, you can just like paste in the transcript, it'll paste it in the doc, and then it will create some sort of host style guide. Again, I actually haven't done a podcast. I would have to think really thoroughly about what I'm doing here. But like, think about it. If I do paid ads, I can basically just collect a bunch of paid ads and say to create a paid ad style guide, and then I can create a writing style guide for that. If I want to create blog posts, if I want to create newsletters, again, the asset style guide, the writing style guide, the whatever style guide, the host style guide, right? This one here, start strong, begin at each step with high energy, set tone. That's pretty good. Use vocal variety, modulate your voice to emphasize key points and maintain listener. So it's showing energy and enthusiasm. It tries to do a style guide. Humor and rapport, what does it do here? Develop a signature opening, create a fun, engaging way to start each episode. Use lighthearted banter, embrace self-deprecating humor. It definitely got that for me.
definitely.
React naturally, share experience. So like, again, does pretty good job, but I would have to really refine this. But I think that's what I would take away from this episode.
Exactly.
Is you have to train it to figure out what is the right format of the thing, and then train it to create the right content, whatever format that might be for that platform or for that asset. And that's the two ways I would think about this. And you can do that for anything. If you break down any content problem, the platform, the style, those two things can be used for pretty much most marketing assets.
And what's interesting is like, even without a ton of refinement, it's pretty good. But what you saw in the first example with your LinkedIn post is like, if you have the really great training documents,
yeah, exactly,
it gets very good. And you did a great post in like 2 minutes with those training documents, right? Like it's unbelievably fast once you've done the prep work.
It's really good, right?
Really good.
People tell me, I just want to create average content. Just so you know, all those people who say that content is better than your content. For the most part, right? You're probably an average writer.
100%. Totally.
I don't know if people have seen average writing. Claude can create above average writing if you actually know how to use it. Can it create great writing? No, you have to edit it. Can it help you create more great writing at scale? Yes. 100%. Because I'm going to go take that post, edit it, make it much better because I'm able to do that. And you know, it's kind of like the post says. Let me just go back to what the post says because its advice is better than my advice.
AI Kieran is going to be a great podcast host.
This could be actually scary because maybe it's going to start to be better than me. Okay, so like, what did it say here? Use AI to generate, human to curate. AI analyzes the data, human finds insights. But it's this one here. AI suggests, human refines. AI suggests, human refines.
That is the whole theme of today's show.
What have we done? The AI has suggested, I am going to refine and make better. What have we said for the entirety of the AI boom? The great marketeers will use AI to make themselves even better. The average marketeers will use AI to copy and paste and make themselves average at scale. I am a great marketer. I'm going to use these tools to do more great at scale. And that is like human AI suggests, human refines. Like AI Naval has nailed it. And I am actually kind of pissed that I'm sharing this because I think I should just keep this to myself.
All right. You have to publish that post on LinkedIn and we have to get it linked up.
I will publish
the final published post in the description below so that people can see it and see how it performed.
Oh, I'm definitely going to post it. It's going to perform better than the one I put out today. Let me just tell you that. For anyone who's trying to grow their audience on LinkedIn, you can no longer just like riff on something. You have to really think about it. Yeah. It's harder to get engagement, so you have to really be good.
All right. I think that was an awesome show. It shows you the power of Claude. And if you do a little bit of legwork with the AI, you can create really amazing work output on like your best ideas, which I think is incredible. This has been an awesome episode today. Thank you, Kieran, for walking us through. And we'll see everybody real soon on Marketing Against the Grain.